This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're not going to be taking calls today because Rich and I have a lot of things to discuss, mostly Rich and... Rich, I wanted to mention what happened when you and I were on the phone last night. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
So Rich and I were talking, just, you know, talk solving the world's problems, and all of a sudden we heard this click. And it just got dark and here at the farmhouse in Missouri, and the lights went out in the room where I was talking with Rich, but the phone stayed connected. I thought, what the heck is this all about? Our solar system shut down. Well, what I found out was, it took me several minutes, you know, went out to the solar system, and so the phone still worked. But all the electricity in the house was down. And here's what happened. So we have, there are three kinds of systems. There's an off-grid system, which Rich even has, which means that there's no electricity provided by the utility. None. Then there's an on-grid system, which requires the grid in order for your solar system to work. But that kind of a system has no battery backup. There's no battery bank at all. So if the grid goes down, you got nothing. You only generate electricity and sell it back to the grid if the grid is up. So it must be grid connected because it requires a 60 cycle synchronization frequency in order for that system to work. The kind we have is both. We have an off-grid system. I can throw a switch, and we can be off-grid. I can throw a switch, and we can be on-grid, or I can throw a switch, and we can be on-grid and off-grid. And what happens is, with ours, I can use the grid as my battery bank. And I can use, so if we're generating extra electricity, I can sell it to the grid. If we're not generating extra electricity, I can buy it from the grid. But on a rolling 30-month period, like, you know, once a month, we settle up with the utility company, and either if we use more electricity than we provided them, we pay for that. If we sell them more than we use, then they pay us. So what happened last night was there was a power failure in our area, probably a 20-mile radius, and we found out by placing a telephone call to the electric company. They said, yeah, we know all about it, and it affects, you know, these towns and the surrounding area. Well, because the sun, and there's a reason why I'm telling you all this, so if you're thinking about solar, you need to know these kinds of things. Because the sun was so dim for several weeks, our battery bank was at a state of less than full charge. So last night, it had less than full charge. The freezers were running. The refrigerators were running. The cows were drinking water. And the cows drink about 3,000 or more gallons of water a day. So we have to pump 3,000 gallons of water from the well. We own the well. But it takes a lot of electricity to pump 3,000 gallons of water. And so, you know, we're running the computers and we're doing all the things that most people do. Dishwasher, washing machine, all that. And it's okay as long as the grid was up. Well, because our battery bank was in a state of discharge and the grid went down, we didn't even know there was a power failure in the area because our solar system just kept humming along and provided electricity. Everything was fine. But when the batteries got to a predetermined level, which I set, I say when they get to this point, shut everything down. Well, it shut everything down. And because it shut everything down, I had to figure out exactly what happened. What happened was we ran our battery bank down, you know, to a very low state of charge. It provided everything it could, but I didn't know we had a power failure. And that's one of the benefits of having a solar system that's either off-grid or hybrid, because you can ride through these storms. But if you've got a heavy load like we do here running the farm, and we don't generate enough electricity during the cloudy days to provide enough current to run the farm, then if the grid goes down, you're toast. So that's what happened, because we were fine until we ran out of battery power. So I just wanted to share with you those thoughts. So if you're thinking about a solar system, think carefully about on-grid, off-grid, hybrid, and the size of your battery bank and the load, and you need to shed the load. Now, we just have more freezers than we should, you know, be running at one time, but that's just currently what we decided to do. If we have to, I'll just start up the generator. But I don't like doing that because our generator uses about a half a gallon of fuel an hour, and I don't like doing that, you know, unless we have to. So that's what happened, Rich. Any comments?
No, I think it was well said. I mean, I can offer some suggestions, but for the size of, your usage, I really couldn't come up with a better plan B than what you really have, because you're pulling up water, which takes a lot of power. You know, I have what I call a hobby farm here, so, you know, I do everything with a garden hose, and I run my generator, and I probably average, and that includes during the summer months when I water my garden with my generator, I probably average maybe, oh gosh, I don't know, 10 gallons. Well, probably that's high. Probably a little over 5 gallons a month of gas to show the difference in lifestyles that we have. Everything I do is on a minimum basis. We account for every drop of water, even gray water. So we're about as green as you can possibly get. And I'm a big proponent of off-grid living. I give quite a few tours for people who maybe they read my book or heard me give a talk or heard me on a radio show, and they want plan Bs. People are very desperate for plan Bs right now, because I think a lot of people are doing more reading and research, Vince. You know, people are, you know, seeing the corruption behind the scenes and seeing the phony excuses that's been given out by the powers that be. You know, one example, I'm just going by one of the commercials that just occurred before we went on air when they were talking about the stimulus and how this is going to cure poverty. No, it's not going to cure anything. It's going to basically make less confidence in the Federal Reserve note. But you have to look at the underlying reasons of why they're saying this. What this is really going to do is postpone poverty, maybe for a year. And that's going to be their window of opportunity. But you got to look at all the peripheral reasons that they don't say or admit to, like demonizing alternative money, currency, barter, and trying to make the Federal Reserve note last as long as possible, which we have to remember is debt-backed. Debt-backed means more control by the elite. And what they're doing is buying time so they can usher out a Fed coin, which is going to be a cryptocurrency centralized coin, which is going to have nothing to do with supply and demand. It's going to basically be, well, you take this poison medicine, you take this poison food, you take this poison water, you don't leave your house, you wear a mask, and then we'll give you a couple of pennies. That's how that's going to work. And it's also a tool for temporarily buying votes for the poor. So we have to look at everything that's been happening. We have no velocity of money because people are afraid, and they're holding on to whatever dollars they have, and they're trying to save it or trying to invest it or trying to grow it. And that's one of the reasons why housing is going through the roof, especially in rural America, because people want to buy a place that they can have under ownership, maybe have a little land where they can maybe raise a few animals, raise a garden, have a lifestyle, maybe cut down some trees for heat. That's what people are looking for. So they also want, with this Fed coin, they want to create a timeline of printing money. and they're going to usher in negative interest rates as well. So you're going to get a chunk of change, going to have a timeline to spend it, and if you don't spend it, they're going to confiscate it, possibly, most likely, through negative interest rates. So what they want to do is inflate debt and control the people on what you can spend, depending on how much submissive conformity you show the powers that be. And at the same time, the big corporations, especially big pharma, the banks, the lawyers, the judges, the courts, they're going to continue to have liability immunity. And that's it in a nutshell. So we have to look at decentralizing in every way, shape, and form. We have to think about going back to the simple things in life, food, water, shelter, energy, build skill sets, be self-sufficient. We have to realize what the agenda is, which we've discussed in great detail over the past several months, many times, and we have to go back to relearning those old 19th century skills, you know, whether it be off-grid living, which is dovetailed with 21st century technology, because everything off-grid today is electronic. You know, solar panels have probably 2 ounces of silver in each panel on average. We have to go back to the soil and figure out where does our nutrients and vitamins really come from? It comes from the soil. It doesn't come from the pretty vegetables you buy from around the world that's filled with glyphosate, pesticides, and everything else, and heavy metals. It comes from what you grow because of your knowledge. You know, are you drinking municipal water with fluoride, chlorine, and pharmaceutical drugs and hundreds of poisons and chemicals? You have to determine what direction you want to go in, but you have to relearn those old skills. We can't throw out technology, but we have a major imbalance between nature and technology. And it's just like an imbalance if you have a connected hybrid grid, like Vince was talking about, solar system. You have to create the balances because just like a bank, whether it holds money, just like batteries that hold amps and voltage, you have to figure out that balance in life. And it's a kind of a metaphor analogy, but if we don't gain those skills, we're going to continue to give free lunch to the elite. And we will not be able to control our own destiny because we're literally enabling and protecting the most corrupt people in the country and the world with liability immunity. We're getting back wealth inequality, divide and conquer strategies, and we're not gaining ground. So we have to go back to some common sense because there's so many questions out there regarding economy. This is why I really try hard to balance financial, economic, social, and political rationale. Not just talk about political correctness and how they use it as a tool to divide us and create inequality where the top 1% to 2% and all the money is going to them and the bottom 93% is losing big time. We have to think about all the unknown variables economically, you know, socially, politically, financially. We have to think about, what are they going to print money? Is the Fed going to continue to buy treasuries, which they're connected at the hip with? You know, what's going to happen to the credit market, the bond market? More over leverage. Are they going to still monetize debt? What's the interest rates going to do? Derivative market. You know, if there's no confidence in the system at all, we have to decide how we're going to live accordingly. We'll be right back, folks.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Achievements with us. Rich, I've got a couple quick comments I'd like to share with you and the class about, you mentioned generator. And I've noticed that there's a recurring problem that we're having with these small engines. What's happened is the 10% alcohol is destroying the carburetors. Now, here's why it's important. Can you describe for our class what your generator looks like, where you put the gasoline, etc.?
Well, sure. I have a 7,000-watt generator. It's got a 240-volt hookup. So basically, I don't have my 220 or 240 in my cabin. If I need it, I just turn on the generator, and it's a pretty simple way to live. I use the best gasoline. I use the best premium non-ethanol fuel, and I put the fuel in on the top. I would never use, whether it be my UTV, my chainsaw, my wood splitter, my generator, you know, any of my tools, I use this type of gasoline because my tools are basically my way of living. I mean, I cannot, if these tools go down, you know, I cannot live this lifestyle anymore. So that's why I chose to do that. And, you know, when I put gas in my truck, I do use, low-grade gas because I don't feel as much of a benefit doing this high-grade premium non-ethanol fuel. It's just more expensive. So I try to look at my – I don't pick a date when I change the oil in my generator. I probably change it, 4 to 6 times a year and I'm kind of shooting from the hip guessing because I look at the oil, a little bit of the viscosity, more of the color, and that's when I decide to change my oil. I remember a few years ago, Vince, probably about 5 years ago, you asked me how often I changed the oil, and I said like six times, and you said, oh, that often. And, you know, I just feel that I would rather, I've been using the same generator for 15 years, and it works great. You know, I have a little bit of a problem here and there that I can get fixed, but for the most part, it's a DeWalt generator, 7,000 watt, but it's got a Honda engine, and we all know that Honda has a great reputation, at least they did. I would like to think they still do. And so I use my generator to pull up water, and I use synthetic oil because I did some research and I found that that's going to give me the best rated performance and shelf life for my particular engine. Now, I have my well is about 250 feet deep, but my static water is only 40 foot. I did not have to go 250. I did the research to find out what's going to give me the best chance if wells start going dry that mine won't, and give me the best quality of water. So that's what I did. And when I turn on my generator to bank amps and voltage into my battery system, I'm also killing multiple birds with one stone because I'm using the water for my critters, for my garden, or for whatever. So that's kind of, I chose to put my cabin in a little valley, a tiny little valley. And so, as we all know, water flows downhill, so I'm going to get the best green grass without having to irrigate. So it's more of a dry farming situation, if you want to call it that. Did that explain what you were looking for?
Yeah. The one critical point was the location of the fuel tank of your generator compared to, let's say, where the engine is. So I believe you said that the fuel tank is above the engine. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Here's where I'm going with this. And this little discussion is a preparedness discussion. It's not because I'm a gearhead, but I think it's germane to preparedness. This relates to generators, lawnmowers, rototillers, four-stroke or four-cycle engines that are gasoline-powered. And what we're finding is that the gasoline, Rich said that he doesn't use the 87 octane, the 10% ethanol blended, forced by the government on you at the gas pump for most vehicles. He's not using that. And because he doesn't use that, he's not quite as susceptible to the problems that I'm going to bring up. And it's going to take me about 2 minutes to discuss this when we come back from the break. I want to do it justice. But I'm going to tell you a very serious condition that is happening with carburetors on these small cylinder, single cylinder engines, and even two cylinder engines. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first witness in Derek Chauvin's murder trial, Jenna Scurry, a 911 dispatcher, testified Monday that she alerted a police supervisor May 25th after she watched Minneapolis police officers pin George Floyd to the ground in a security video feed. The Biden administration has moved away from sending families back across the border using the COVID-19 emergency measure called Title 42. Now the vast majority, up to 85% of family units who are apprehended by Border Patrol after crossing the border illegally, are quickly released into the United States. That's according to a senior Border Patrol officer during a March 26 press call. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing new sexual harassment allegations, this time from a woman who claims the governor kissed her without her consent. It's the ninth complaint. 55-year-old Sherry Ville claims Cuomo kissed her when he came to her house to assess flood damage in 2017. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The new voting laws in Georgia come with a new misinformation campaign from the White House. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is looking at options to reverse or counter a newly enacted voting law in Georgia that brings a sweeping number of election reforms to the state. The 95-page law adds a slew of changes to the way Georgians vote. One of the popular lines of disinformation that's being put out there by the Biden administration is that now it is illegal to give food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explains what the law really does regarding food and water.
Voters can still bring their own water, their own food, of course, in line. What it says is that outside groups, that basically the members of the public can no longer come and offer them food, water, Coca-Cola, hot chocolate, pizza. Instead, that has to go through the actual elections officials who will then make it available to the people waiting in line.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends.
President Biden, facing a rise in coronavirus cases in some states, called on Monday for governors and mayors to reinstate mask mandates as the director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention warned of an impending doom from a potential fourth stage of the pandemic. The president's comments came only hours after the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, appeared to fight back tears as she pleaded with Americans to hold on a little bit longer. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's where I was going with this carburetor thing. The alcohol in the gasoline, the 10% alcohol, corrodes the aluminum parts of the carburetor. There are rubber tips, the Viton, V-I-T-O-N, in the needle and seat. That doesn't seem to get corroded. But the casting, the aluminum casting, does. And the corrosion clogs up these little orifices, and the carburetor stops functioning properly. Also, the needle and seat gets stuck, and fuel with this corrosion gets past the valving, the needle and seat valving in the carburetor. So if the gas tank is above the carburetor, gravity will pull down the gasoline into the carburetor. That's the way it's supposed to work. Well, the needle and seat leak because of the gasoline alcohol combination. And it didn't happen with just plain old gasoline, but it happens with the alcohol blend in gasoline. So as the gas leaks past the needle and seat, and which is controlled by the float in the carburetor, that gasoline continues downhill, which is through the carburetor, through the intake port, through the intake valve, into the cylinder. Then what happens is, once it's in the cylinder, it gets past the rings of the piston, and it mixes with the engine oil. When it does that, it dilutes the engine oil. Gasoline is not a lubricant. So if the gasoline seeps past the carburetor float, you know, the float system, needle and seat, gets into the cylinder, leaks into the oil crankcase of the engine, and dilutes it, and you start the engine, you will probably destroy the engine within 20 minutes, beyond repair. So how do you know? That's really easy. My advice for our class is to check the engine oil level every single time you start that engine. Lawnmower, rototiller, generator, whatever it may be. Check the oil every time. If you normally keep it to the full mark, which you should, because that engine oil is the coolant. It's the coolant for an air-cooled engine. If you keep it full, do never overfill it. And I'll tell you why. Maybe Kyle and I will talk about that in detail on Thursday. But you never want to overfill the engine oil on a little single-cylinder engine. But what happens is, as the oil gets diluted with the gasoline, the engine oil level gets higher and higher and higher. So if you check the oil and you see, gosh, it's more full than it used to be, that's probably because the carburetor leaked gasoline into the crankcase. So what you need to do is drain out that oil. Don't start it. Drain out that oil completely. Refill it with fresh oil. But you'll probably have to put a fuel shutoff valve in the in the gas line of between the gas tank and the carburetor. And that's what we do. I mean, we buy them by the 10-pack, and we've got them installed everywhere. And I just installed another one yesterday on our little Troy-built Super Bronco rototiller because it doesn't have a fuel shutoff. And I checked the oil before we went to start it, and sure enough, the oil level was above full because gasoline leaked from the gas tank through the carburetor into the crankcase and mixed with the oil. So I drained out the oil, put a fuel shutoff valve in it. But here's the thing. It's really easy to tell. All you do is, when you check the oil, smell the oil. If it smells like gasoline, you can be 100% sure that the engine oil has been contaminated with gasoline. And do not start it. There's always a possibility of a fire. That's one small problem. But the big problem is, you're probably going to destroy the engine within 20 minutes. That's something that I've never heard discussed on the air at all. Rich Sheehan, any comments?
Well, no, I think that's very accurate, but, I was going to talk about all these different articles, but I'll be honest with you, now that you started talking about off-grid living, I think we should connect a few dots for the people, because I think there's a lot of people really interested in moving to rural America and starting to live off-grid. You know, the information is there, the tools are there. The solar panels, they're like a dollar a watt compared to when off-grid living first. When I first started living off-grid over 13 years ago, I don't know what they were, but they were a heck of a lot more than a dollar a watt. Now, there's batteries, there's solar controllers, trimetrics, DC disconnects, inverter chargers, and generators, all to be wired in unison. And Vince talked about the generator. There's also, if you want to make it a little simpler but a little more expensive, there's a system called Outback, just like the steakhouse. And you can buy all those tools that I just shared with you already wired on like a board, like a particle board or something, and just hook it up to your solar shed and to your system in your home, and you're ready to go. It makes things a lot easier. But I want to, since we're talking about off-grid now, there's so many different types of batteries. You know, I use a very simple deep cycle lead acid battery. It's called a T105, and it's one of the cheapest batteries. It's probably known as, when people say the golf cart battery, that's probably what the T105 is, okay, the Trojan 105. And it cost me for 12 batteries that are, I have them wired in three clumps, if you will, and all connected to each other, and they're 225 amp hour batteries. So 225 times 3 gives me a 675 amp hour system. So when you talk about how big somebody's system is, and that is a question that will come up, it's not about how many watts you have on solar panels. It's not, you know, volts going in here or going out there. It's basically your storage, your battery storage. That's basically the size of your system. So, and there's many different, there's lithium batteries, there's sealed batteries like AGM, there's silicon salt batteries, there's gel cell batteries where the electrolyte is not a liquid, there's nickel iron, which are a high density battery. They're a little more expensive, but in northern country like Montana, those batteries should not go below 45 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, you have to look at everything. You have to look at your cable sizing. You have to look at, you know, the larger diameter cables, smaller AWG numbers, you know, will have less voltage drop and are more efficient from transferring power to and from the batteries. You have to realize that you can't have cable that's undersized where the diameter is too small, because then you can have an overheating issue, which creates fire danger. Now, people often ask me, how come you've been living off-grid for over 13 years, you're still using the same solar panels? Well, here in the North Country, even though they say solar panels will lose up to approximately 1% of functionality per year, that's not so true here in the North Country. In the southern states, it is, where it's really hot and you have a lot more sun. Here in the North Country, that's not really the case. So you have to think about how many appliances you want for your lifestyle. We chose to live rugged. I've always wanted to do that. We have gravity feed water to my reservoir, which I'm looking at right now on my wood cook stove. And I have another gravity feed where I use water into my sink, and I fill them up about once a month with a garden hose. It takes like an hour. It's about as simple a process as you can get. I don't have to worry about corrosion. I don't have to worry about pipes leaking. I cannot tell you how many stories and how many videos I've seen of people's pipes leak and basically take out their floor, take out their wall, Vincent, having a mental blockage. What's that cheap stuff they put on the wall?
Even their ceiling. I got a call. Yeah, sheetrock.
Sheetrock.
I got a call from a guy.
Brain fart.
And
there.
It was.
And it's a wick. It's basically a wick.
About 20.
What? So,
it's about 15, 20 degrees outside. And what happened is this guy had PEX, P-E-X, plumbing installed by a contractor, and he installed it in the ceiling. Ran from one end of the house to the other end of the house. It got to 15, 20 degrees outside below freezing, and the pipes broke. And when they broke, full water pressure from the well pump was going into the attic, and it collapsed the ceiling, which was sheetrock. So
yeah.
You're absolutely right. And yeah, that was
a lot.
Dumb
girlfriend's
thing
sister,
to do.
She went to Europe one year, and they forgot. They flushed the toilet, and that 50-cent piece that was supposed to stop the water from coming into the toilet broke or malfunctioned. Whole house got destroyed. And they had to live in a hotel for a while. Then they had to, you know, live in one room for a year. Then, you know, and right now, this is a time of plenty for building, which means contractors and electricians and plumbers are hard to find. And I'm hearing people who, when they have these catastrophes, they try to get these people to come in, and the guy's busy. Now, keep in mind, when it comes to electricians, for those of you who have young children, okay, or even young adults, the best job in the world right now that will keep you in business for the rest of your life, unless they unleash some of the new technology that's out there for energy, for free energy, but they don't want anything free for the little people. That's being an electrician with the skill sets of setting up off-grid homes. I've had several of them here. They're not easy to get. And they said, I asked them this question specifically, how many electricians are trained? And you have to train yourself. There's not a lot of people out there to train you to set up off-grid homes. And the answer was 10%. That means 90% of electricians cannot do the whole job. So you need to do your research. You need to go to – the best way to do it, people, is to go to a battery store. Every county, any decent-sized town has a battery store where you can buy lead-acid batteries. They're going to tell you who sets up off-grid homes. And these people are worth their weight in gold. Okay? These people know their stuff. And I recommend to anybody, and I've, how many articles have I mentioned where China Joe has literally handed over the keys to our electric grid to China, and now pretty much everybody has smart meters on their house where your power and water can be hacked, and shut down by a snap of a finger. Off-grid living is looking pretty good, isn't it, Vince?
Yeah, when you talk about shutting down, that can be done remotely. And one of the benefits that caused the utility companies to switch to smart meters, one of the benefits to them, not to you, but to the utility companies, was they can shut down your electricity remotely at the click of a mouse. And what I'm talking about is, let's say your bill is in arrears. It can be shut down. There's no guy that comes out that you can confront. All of a sudden, your electricity gets shut off. Or it can be an accident. Or it can be a computer running amok and just shuts down whoever. So you're absolutely right. And now, in our case, if they shut us down, that's okay. I just go and throw a switch, and we're off grid. It's as simple as that. And, you know, last night I had a refresher course with the family. I called everybody and said, okay, just want to go over this with you. I want to show you how these switches work, what they do. And I do that, you know, on a regular basis. So even though it's written down, even though there are labels on the switches, I want to make sure everybody knows what to do, because when the electricity fails, it's a problem. It's a problem for anybody. So I just want to mention that I bought a carburetor for that Troy-built rototiller. It's $10 and change shipped from eBay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, carburetors for these single-cylinder engines are very inexpensive. They come from China. And regardless of the price you pay, you're probably going to get a Chinese one anyway. So you can go to eBay and find yours. I bought one for $10 and change, shipped, and it's for that Troy-built Super Bronco 6-horsepower rototiller. So I bought spare carburetors for a whole bunch of equipment, and the problem is the carburetors are being destroyed by the alcohol in the fuel. We don't have a gas station that sells premium alcohol-free fuel anywhere near here. It's a 50-mile round trip for us to go get it, so we typically use the 10% government-mandated lousy gasoline. And, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have problems like this with carburetors. And Rich doesn't, because he's able to get the premium alcohol-free fuel. So if you're using that 87-octane unleaded regular, you're probably going to have the problems that I've mentioned. And make sure you check the oil level every single time you start that lawnmower, rototiller, etc. Okay? Because, generator, because you're going to find one of these times that the oil level is high, and that's because the gasoline has contaminated the oil. Do not run it. You'll destroy the engine. Okay? And, Rich, can you talk about the procedure that you use when you change the oil on your generator? Do you change the engine oil when the generator is hot, cold? What is your procedure?
What I will do is when I have to run my generator, like when I'm watering the cabin, and I use that in quotes, or if I'm watering the critters, or if I'm watering, which usually happens when I water the cabin, or if I'm watering the garden. So when I use the generator for a semi-lengthy period of time, basically at least a half an hour, so the viscosity of the oil is thinner and if the generator is hotter, then I will unplug and just let it drain out. And then I will put the new quart of oil and my tools in front of the generator. So next time I go to the generator, I know not to start it, but I give it, you know, plenty of time for all the old oil to drip out. And I've been been doing that for 15 years. It works. And, you know, you want to get every drop of that old oil out there, out of there. And, yeah, it's really simple. It's just like people say running off of batteries is not simple, Vince. You know, I'll be honest with you. These T-105s I have cost me $1,500 for 12 batteries. I mean, $1,500. I mean, you could spend that in a weekend, you know, going to restaurants. I mean, you know, there's a little bit of work with these unsealed batteries. You got to check electrolytes and put distilled water in maybe in the wintertime. I hardly do it at all. In fact, probably not. It's more of a, you know, late spring, summer, early fall phenomenon when I have to put in distilled water and I check maybe every 3 weeks. I don't even check specific gravity readings anymore. People say you need a hydrometer. I've been living off grid so many years, it's just like old hat. I don't even need to do it. I just make sure my electrolyte levels are up to par, and I fully charge my batteries every 7 to 8 days, and I have a battery temperature sensor installed on my inverter, and that sits between the batteries and the port, which is plugged into the inverter, and this sensor extends my battery life by preventing overcharging warm temperatures and undercharging in cold temperatures. It's really pretty simple. And during the winter months, undercharging can be an issue, so you got to worry about sulfation. And this is why you have to equalize your batteries and make about every 60 to 80 days. And basically that means that you're cooking your batteries so you can have your rates of charge and everything works better, so you have a better capacity and less decrease or deterioration over time. And I try really hard to make sure that when I equalize my batteries and I fill it up every 6, 7, 8 days, that I not go below 80% of full. Now, if you had silicon salts, if you had nickel iron, if you have some of the newer lithium batteries, you don't have to worry about that, but they're more expensive. And keep in mind, when you fill up your batteries during here in Montana, we have about 3 months out of the year. We have low light, and we have a lot of clouds during those winter months. So I have to supplement with my AC generator. And when you have a small system, think of it as a glass of water. A glass of water is a small, you know, container you can pick up. So if you have to fill that up every 6, 7, 8 days, it's a lot easier compared to, let's say, if you have a 5-gallon bucket. And look at that in your amp hour as the size of your system. It's more difficult to fill up. So I try not to go below 80%. I'll get into more detail with that after the break. We'll be right back, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah. And we're talking about the solar systems and what it's like living with them. And when we top off our electrolyte with distilled water, we use about 10 gallons at a time. So every couple of months, we use about 10 gallons. So that's something to consider. Where would you get the distilled water? So we have it on hand, and we have a generator to make distilled water. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.